From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States State Department says North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs, the U.S. State Department said on Saturday, after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. Tillerson departed China Saturday evening after meeting top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, seeking cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Xi shared his thoughts on President Trump's upcoming Asia trip.
I believe President Trump's upcoming visit to China is an important opportunity for furthering the China-U.S. relationship, and I hope the teams from both sides will make full preparation for this important event. I believe his visit will be a special, wonderful, and successful one.
President Xi Jinping. Iran, Iraq, Turkey, three countries with large Kurdish populations, are imposing stricter restrictions on Iraqi Kurds following the Kurdish independence referendum this week that passed overwhelmingly. Iraq's central government is making preparations for its military to seize control of international borders along the northern Kurdish region in an attempt to isolate the Kurds from other countries. Turkey has repeatedly threatened to impose economic sanctions on the Kurds, but has said any measures it takes would not be aimed at civilians. Iranian state media says Iran on Saturday placed an embargo on all exports and imports of fuel products to and from the Iraqi Kurdistan region. For more news, please join us at VOA News. This is VOA News.